Masechet Kelim, Perek Het, Mishnah Aleph, will talk about if a wall made in the middle of an earthenware keli makes it into two separate kelim or not. Mishnah says, Hatanur shehatzatzo banesarim o bayeriot. If you have an earthenware oven that was sectioned off with boards or with curtains, a person divided the oven into two sections by making a wall of wood or a fireproof curtain across the middle of the oven from the top to the bottom. Nimsa sheretz b'makom echad akol tameh. If a dead sheretz was found in one of the sections, all the food inside the whole oven is tameh, even the food in the other section. The mechitza over here, this partition, does not halachically turn the oven into two separate ovens. It's considered to be one large keli, as if there was no partition whatsoever. Now we'll talk about another type of partition, another concept that does not apply to an earthenware keli. Kaveret pehuta upekuka bekash. If you have a woven basket that has a large hole that was stuffed and plugged up with straw, shulshelet la'avira tanur, and the basket was hanging into the airspace of an oven. Hasheretz betocha, if a sheretz is in the basket, hatanur tameh, the oven is tameh from the sheretz in its airspace, even though the sheretz is currently enclosed in by walls of the basket. The reason is the basket is not considered to be its own utensil. It's not its own keli, since there's a large hole in it, and it's only plugged up by something like straw. That is not a real plug-up. It's not considered to be a real repair. So we say it's not sectioned off, but the tanur becomes tameh from it. The basket is not a real partition. Hasheretz batanur ochalin shebetocha tameh'in. And likewise, if a sheretz is in the oven, the food that's inside the basket becomes tameh. The oven becomes tameh from the sheretz, and the foods in the basket become tameh from being in a tameh oven because they're in its airspace, even though they're enclosed by the walls of the basket. Again here, it's not a real partition. The basket is broken and it's not plugged up properly, and therefore it's not considered to be sectioned off. But Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the broken basket. He says that it's tahor. If the sheretz is in the broken basket and the foods are in the oven, or if the sheretz is in the oven and the foods are in the broken basket, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he would say the walls of the broken basket still are a partition and they shield off the inside from the airspace of the oven. A sheretz or food that's inside the basket are not considered to be in the airspace of the oven. If a sheretz is in the basket, the oven is tahor, and if the oven is tameh, the foods that are in the basket stay tahor. And Rabbi Eliezer will bring a proof to his ruling. He says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the following kal vachomer that's going to show that it's tahor. Im hitzila bemet hehamur. If a broken basket shields what's inside of it from tum'ah, in the more severe case of a tum'ah from a corpse, lo tatzil bekli heres hakal, shouldn't it also serve as a shield from what's inside of it, from the tum'ah? In the more lenient case of an earthenware vessel, shouldn't it apply in a kal vachomer over there? We know a corpse is the most hamur, the most severe case of tum'ah. But we learn in a Mishnah elsewhere in Ahalot that the walls of a broken basket, if it's plugged up even by straw, would shield off what's inside of the basket in the case of corpse tum'ah. So what we're saying over there is if it shields it up over there, kal vachomer, how much more so should it shield what's inside of it from the tum'ah of a earthenware vessel? That's the obvious kal vachomer that Rabbi Eliezer brings. Amru lo, the rabbi said back to him, no, it's not a valid kal vachomer. Im hitzila bemet hehamur, if a broken basket shields what's inside of it from the tum'ah of a very severe corpse tum'ah, sheken holkin ohalim, that's because tents could legally and halachically be divided up into rooms. Tatzil bikli heres hakal sheen holkin keli heres. But would that same rule apply to the case that's even more lenient? We know that with kli heres we're more lenient than with dead body, but the law is an earthenware vessel cannot be legally divided up, like we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah. You can't put a partition in an oven and say, oh, it's two now. No, it's still one oven. So the partitions, even though you may have the ability to make partitions when it comes to dead bodies, here, when it comes to kli hedis, when it comes to earthenware utensils, like we learned earlier in the Mishnah, there's no concept of separate compartments, and therefore, that's why they dismissed the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer.